Kikeriki. Reconnect joined. What the fuck? Kikeriki. Kikeriki. Please write comments in the reply section. There we go. New replies. Konbanwa, Nihon now. Yay. Nihon desu. And wow. Sorry for the sudden space. Sorry, it's so sudden. But you always have to be ready. Kikeri yon. Oh, I guess we could use hashtag talk wawa, but I would say the replies are fine. I'm going through them while talking. I'm seeing them like a chat. Yeah, this is working nice. Hello. Who the fuck is requesting to speak? Who? You really believe that I no. If you are not a whole life member, I'm not gonna let you speak. Welcome. Hello, this space is being recorded. Do you agree to being recorded, Takanashi Kiara? Yes. Press hashtag on your phone if you agree with being recorded. Hashtag. You can buck buck, but you cannot speak. You're listening from the British Museum. Wow, sophisticated. Had ramen yet? Oh my god. Maybe that's what I should eat for dinner. I fucked up, okay? I absolutely fucked up my plan of sleeping. There is a. Yeah, I see that. I see that. There is a reason for this, though. Wait, I'm not sure if this if the replies are coming in the right order. Oh, well, it's kind of weird. Oh well. Wait. Oh, this is so weird. I really should open up a chat, a pre-chat for this. 日本のお帰りありがとう。3ヶ月ぶりだな、多分。Okay, I have like two comments. When I scroll to the very bottom and refresh, like there's two. Eh? You should eat soon? Yeah, that's true. Thank you for telling me. You're right. Two comments at the very bottom. Just stay there. But above is always fresh, I think. Yeah, almost. Space replies have never made sense. For real. For real. They should, like, do this more in, like, a real-time chat fashion that also I don't have to refresh. Because the space is basically like a stream. Please. Sophisticated, excuse me. Ah, because of mistress. Japanese curry. Yum yum yum. Well, yeah. So, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I was lucky for once. You know how Previously, when I came to Japan, like in February, January, I had to take. How many people are here? Can I tell the story already, or should I wait longer? Wait, I don't see it. How many of you are here? You guys tell me. You guys tell me. 6:30 a.m. Oh my god. Wait, where are the? Oh my god. Ugh. Oh no, it's broken. The show more. The show more thingy is broken now. It's just a white, like, pop-up button. It doesn't have anything written on it. Oh well. Okay, thank you guys. Oh. Oh my god, so bad. This is so broken. Elon, come on. Use your money for something good. This is so useless. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. I don't know where the new replies are. Wait. Show more. What the fuck? Well, if I go not to here, what if I go, no. Can I get out of this? Yeah, okay. Okay. Do I get all the same replies if I go to my mentions? Yeah, I think so. Okay. My mentions are less fucked, I think. Okay. Okay. Like, instead of reading in the space section, just reading in the usual mentions at least doesn't mess it up. Okay, I'll stay here. So last the previous times I always had to go with indirect flights, right? Open for maybe for next time. Maybe not for today, but for next time. Because I think I'll be doing a lot of spaces. Sorry, that was smoothie that I accidentally brought with me. No, yeah. So I'm getting super comfy. Wow, this is actually perfect. I always dreamed of streaming like this. Anyway, okay. Your job called Wawa? Oh my god, you don't really work at Wawa, do you? Wait, is this a jerk? Yeah. So, previously, always had to get connections because direct flights are apparently. I don't think this was always like this. Maybe it's only since like Corona times, but the direct flights nowadays are apparently from May to October. And then everything between before that and after that. So not summer. I have to use indirect flights. And so this time finally back to direct flights, which I thought will be really, really lovely. Really, really chill. Which it kind of was. But well, the time it shouldn't be so bad because it was a daytime flight kind of. And but I didn't I should have gotten more sleep because it's not like I got up at an ungodly hour. But you know me, like, after streaming the karaoke, the unarchived karaoke, I had to pack, I had to clean a little bit, I had to do this and that, I had to shower, had to do everything. It was so much preparation that I still had to do. Yeah. And thus, of course, I could not sleep much, but I thought it's okay because I can sleep during the flight. Yeah. And that would be perfect anyway. Because actually, if I slept properly during that night and then have a daytime flight, then I wouldn't be able to sleep during the daytime flight. And then when I arrive at like morning time, JST, then obviously I'm actually kind of more fucked. So it's actually good that I didn't sleep well, right? Staying in a plane for the long haul is pretty rough as well. Yeah, like, but honestly, like my previous flights were like first Austria to Finland and then Finland to J Japan, which that long flight is at least the same length. But by the sheer exhaustion that I already reached at that point, I feel like I always slept pretty decently. But yeah, but so this time, welcome to the space. This time I got a direct flight, so I didn't sleep, but then I slept. I tried to sleep. I tried to sleep during the flight. Like first, I wait for the lunchtime in the plane, and then I attempted to sleep after. I was pretty tired anyway. And I got premium economy. I got my window seat this time. This time I was not robbed of anything. Yeah. This space will be recorded. Yeah, don't worry. What was I saying? God damn it. What was I saying? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then, oh my God, I think it was like a 12-hour flight or so. And then after like the second hour, I think I fell asleep. And then I woke up so many times, and then I kind of like finally woke up because I just couldn't. They served like a little sandwich, and I was hungry anyway. And then I was like, fuck, I can't sleep well. It's just, I don't know what it is. So after 3 hours of sleeping in the plane, I gave up. And the rest, I was watching a movie. I watched an anime movie. Oh my God, anime! And I played Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, the whole time. No. The space will not self-destruct. Yeah, window seat. The plane food was terrible. I mean, the breakfast was okay, but the first thing they served, the lunch, was terrible. They were gonna serve schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, with parsley potatoes, you know? Sounded so good from an Austrian airline. Let's go! And they didn't serve it with any kind of condiment like they normally should, like lingonberry jam or ketchup. Even ketchup I would have accepted. No, nothing. And the schnitzels were very disappointing. Oof. I mean, that was just sad. Yeah. So I ate like free bites from the schnitzel. Was very disappointing. And that's why I was really happy about the sandwich after 3 hours of sleep. Low key, very mid sleep. Airplane schnitzel. I think in business class, they can totally make it work. I've seen it before, I think. It's definitely manageable to make it decent. But this was terrible. Schnitzel, you have to eat schnitzel. No, not even a lemon slice. No, of course not. But you would think that in an Austrian airline where in Austria it is by law, I can't find the word right now, necessary to serve. It's illegal if you don't do it. It's necessary to serve Lingonberry jam to any schnitzel. Did you know? There's a law for it. Yeah. Legally required. Legally required to serve it with lingonberry jam. No, airplane food is not always bad. I've had millions of airplane meals. It's not so bad. Venska, can you please not speak against your boss and ruin my point that I'm making? Please. Amani is listening. Hello. Ichiso sensei mo konbanwa. Nihon de gozaimasu. Ima hikouki no hanashi shite masu. Okay, I love that some people were about to believe me. It's not true, but honestly, like, it's kind of unthinkable. Like, okay, some restaurants will maybe attempt to serve you the schnitzel without lingonberry jam, but if you ask for it, they will always bring it to you. They always have, like, the option. And I think every Austrian would eat it with lingonberry jam. What? There isn't Holy and Connect the World ad at the Shibuya Crossing? You mean the fan-made one again? Eh? I totally missed that, like, that was happening. She at Shibuya Crossing? Sheesh! Wait. No way. Last time it was Shinjuku at a pretty famous crossing too. But Shibuya Crossing is like, holy shit. Koski? What? What the fuck? I didn't know about that. Why do you guys know about it? Since when is this going on? What the fuck? I need to see it. What the fuck? They spend money on the Shibuya Crossing ad? I'm sorry, but I cannot believe this because Shibuya Crossing, that's so fucking cool. No way. Sakireta? 今日から、嘘やん。アメリカ行く前に見に行きたい。せやな。え？嘘やん。公式から？ありがたいですな。Oh, they just tweeted it? Why did they not tell us? 嘘。That's so cool. I wanna see. I don't wanna spoil myself. What? You know what? I will not look it up because I don't wanna spoil myself. You guys just gotta tell me the time. Tell me the time. Yeah, Times Square level, basically. It's Times Square equivalent here. 本人は知らないっす。全然知らない。嘘。見に行きたい。渋谷交差点最高やん。どのビルかな？どのビルに出るかな？それも知りたいな。I wonder which building. There's like so many that are showing advertisements. $4.48? It only once per day? Eh? No way. Cosplay? Yeah, you better. Thank you. Eh? What? Once per day? 1日1回?まあ、高いですからね。Multiple buildings judging by the. What? Wait, I wanna see, but I don't wanna spoil myself. So. Eh? No, somebody. Sally-chan, yamete! I'm not looking. I don't wanna see. Just tell me the rough direction on where to look when I see it in reality. No, I don't want to see it. Get that out of my timeline. Reply to me. Reply. I don't want to get that out of my timeline. Spam it away. Okay. I don't see it anymore. Spoiler. Spoiler. It's okay. You meant well. 大丈夫。ごめんね。なんか、リアルで。みたい。おー、消した。ありがとう。Okay, anyway, let me go back to my airplane information to you guys why I fucked up. So, I arrived in the morning in Japan after a long flight that, I wasn't, after those 3 hours of sleep, I wasn't even that tired. But, I should have slept more. And I arrived, everything was smooth. Got really quickly through immigration. It wasn't like in the previous times when I came to Japan in like January, February, it was always so busy. But this time, really empty, and I got through quickly. I got Nihongo Ojozu as always. Yeah, 日本語上手ですね。あ、はい、いつも言われます。ありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。And yeah. Then I came to my hotel, but I couldn't check in. Usual hotel check-in time, is like 3 p.m. for most hotels. So I was way too early, but I wanted to get a massage anyway because I slept weird last time before I boarded the plane and I felt like something was wrong with my neck. I mean, there's always something wrong with my neck. Yeah. But I wanted to get a massage and I had to kill time anyway. So I went to get a massage, which was quite nice. Then I went to get lunch with Jenma. Of course, Jenma picked me up and everything, yeah. And we had lunch, and I paid for the lunch, and Jenma was like, no, don't. And I'm like, yes. So we had lunch, and then I finally checked in, and I thought, okay, I'll take a nap. Maximum 2 hours. 2時間仮眠しようと思ったら4時間になりました。I wanted to sleep for maximum 2 hours. And then Gemma was gonna, like, show me some merchandise stuff that I wanted to see IRL if I had the opportunity to make some decisions on, like, if this is good to go for birthday merchandise. And coincidentally, just this once, the times have aligned so well that I could actually see it IRL and not through a photo. So I looked at the merchandise. お誕生日グッズ確認しました。And, But yeah, she was gonna bring it to me after like 2 hours of my nap. And then I'm like, I wake up because I did I did give myself an alarm, and then I'm like, fuck, I want to sleep more. I'm so tired. Please, more. I'm feeling like I'm melting in my bed. Also, because the air conditioning, I didn't get it to work properly until now. Yeah, so then I wrote to Jenma and I'm like, Tim, I'm sorry. I think maybe I'll sleep through the whole night now, which is impossible. I don't think I could have actually done that because it was like 6 p.m. at that point. How could I sleep for the whole night from there on? Don't see it. And I'm like, sorry, can I just sleep, please? And she's like, I have to show you the merchandise because today is the last day where you can make a decision. I'm like, okay. So my plan was, I look at the merchandise and I go back to sleep because I'm so tired, so tired. And it took her a while longer until she brought it to me. Like an hour ago. I checked it. And of course, as you can see, now I'm wide awake doing a space. So, yeah. Ollie's complaining Japan is too cold. Oh my God. No daki, no daki makura, no. Anyway, so yeah, first I wanted to take a nap, right? A short one. Short for me is 1 to 2 hours. Then I changed my plans to sleeping for the whole night. Then I didn't commit to it, so I napped 4 hours. So now it's 9 p.m. and I don't know. I don't know if I can sleep at night. I hope I can. I hope. I think I have melatonin. I think I brought some. Pretty sure, yeah. So, I'll be relying on that. I'm so stupid. But I have something to do tomorrow. And I think it's pretty late, so no problem. 最近暖かくなってきたって言ってました。日本語? 最近? 最近? いつからいる? アーカイブ残るよ。 そう、日本に来て昼寝しようと思ったら、 やっぱり長く寝ようとして、それも中途半端で 諦めて、結局4時間昼寝して、今ここ、どうしたらいい? 完全に起きてる。 Plenty of time to pop down to Shibuya Crossing. Yeah, I don't know when I'll go, but I want to check it out. Oh, I wanted to say, I tried. Listen, KFB, this is important. I tried to. Also, my voice is so rough. Holy shit, I need to drink water. I tried to set something up for tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. I tried to set up a stream at the studio first, like using streaming booth, and I was told tomorrow is not available. And then I was like, okay, I'll ask a Japanese member maybe instead. So I tried to set up like something with Noiru Senpai, but no time, unfortunately. I don't think we can do it at all. during this trip, so maybe next time. And then I was like, I don't know who else to ask and what exactly I want to do. So I'll throw out that tweet. Unfortunately, no one replied except for Ollie, who doesn't even live in Japan. The reason I wanted to do that is because if the studio, if I can't use the studio, and I won't stream in my hotel room because it's like I won't rely on the internet and all that. And I didn't bring all my streaming things anyway. So, basically, what was I saying? Oh yeah, tomorrow I couldn't set up anything because couldn't use the studio in the at any time of the day. 困ったな。明日誰かと配信しようと思ったら、スタジオ使えなかったし、別に先輩たちとかのコラボも成り立たなかった。So the plan for tomorrow is probably to get together with like Ollie, Reine, Kobo, probably. And we'll just do a Twitter space. Of course, record it, and I'm thinking maybe I'll even re-upload it onto YouTube as a podcast. But yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I wouldn't say no one's interested. I feel like a lot of Japanese members don't check other, like EN members' tweets much. On Twitter, maybe they even have us muted because they don't understand what we're tweeting. So we're just like spamming their timelines, and maybe they muted us. I don't know. Yeah. I was hoping to collab with someone I didn't collab with before, you know? Ideally. But we're doing that with Laplace. So far, I think we can make it work. But then with Laplace, first I was planning to do it the day after tomorrow, 28th. Today is 26th. 27th, I was told, not available. 28th, I've also ended up being told, studio not available. Because Laplace wanted to do it in the studio, I think. Not at her place, I think. But studio not available. I was told today after I arrived. So now I'm asking for to do it on the 30th. That's like the last evening slot or so, or any slot honestly, where I still have time for the stream. But now I end up also with an empty day, or not empty day, but empty evening, because can't stream. I got things to do during the day, but in the evening I wanted to stream. So tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, both days studio not available. So tomorrow I'll try to get together with the ID girls and whoever else decides to join, I don't know. Yeah, I think so too. Like, if I don't like ask them directly, they're probably. I understand that, you know. I suspected that to happen very much, but I gotta say, like, I just felt like I don't know who to ask, and like, 'cause for Lapras, I had a concrete idea of what to do, but after so many off collabs, I kind of. A little bit ran out of ideas. I mean, I still have some, but I don't know if they're good ideas. To do with Japanese senpais or not senpais even. So I didn't know who to ask and what to ask and skitty giddy. I did ask Noeru, but no time. Yeah, so I'm sorry guys. I'll worst case on the 28th will be a space as well, probably. Yeah. But the, I want to stream, but the problem is this time we're out the environment in which I'm in. I can't really stream here, so I have to rely on either someone's house or on either someone's house or the studio. And both of those days are not available. 明日と明後日、なんかスタジオ使って配信しようと思ったら、別に 3D じゃなくてね、普通に 2D で配信したくて、前も使ったんだけど、なんと明日と明後日使えなくてですね、困ったんですよね。だから、他の人にお邪魔して、家お邪魔して配信しようと思ったら、結局、それも、何も予定立てられなくて。So tomorrow, expect a space. On the 28th, probably a space. Unless I can still get something going. It's really unfortunate. There's some more things I wanted to do and use the studio for, but it's kind of fucked. So that's that. And then for 29, I'm planning on doing something during the day until the evening, and might not have time to space on that day. But who knows? We'll see. But possibly that day is an a quiet day for you guys. And then the 30th, hopefully, I still need to hear back from the studio, but hopefully the 30th we can do a stream with Laplace. That's Friday. Is that Friday? Today's Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Friday. Should be Friday. とりあえず、金曜日だけは多分配信できます。あとは、ツイッタースペースとか、かな。Saturday, there will be a stream. You will see me. This is, I think, everybody, some, this is something that everybody will enjoy. Saturday. So, Japanese prime time, I think. Maybe. Oh, I don't even know. But be ready. And then s s Sunday is the concert. So yeah, that's that. And then the week's already over. Week's fucking short. So I'm kind of like disappointed in myself, to be honest, because I try to always make the most out of these things. Trying to make the most out of this my time when I'm in Japan and get a lot of collabs going. But no. Yes, judge my giggle. My giggle will make sense soon. The Akira clip. Oh yeah, I have the Akira clip ready and a YouTube short. A really short, really, really short one. It's honestly, it's a vine. It's like 6 seconds, but I have some things in my back pocket. I think the we well well the song cover, I just uploaded it, so I'll upload the Akira clip tomorrow. It turned out wonderful. Yeah, see, it's not I really wanted to pack every fucking day. With everything. I have something to do during the daytime on every day, but evenings I kept open for streams, and now I'm like, fuck. Fuck. Why? どうしよう。I'm pretty regretful about it, man. Oh man, I don't know. Fuck. But I think we'll have fun in the space with the ID girls. I think I'll really upload it as a podcast later on YouTube. なんか、配信が全然結局できなさそうだけど、今週。でも、金曜日は配信あり、同様、ん?そう、同日。同曜日は配信あり、日曜日はコンサートあり。って感じですね。Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for being understanding. It's holy shit. You know, I wanted to keep this trip really short. I requested it to be really short so that I can, that my normal streaming times and schedules will not be interrupted too much and that I don't have to, you know, bother someone to take off my ca cats, take care of my cats too much. And, you know, I know that the last time, you know, stream times were very different for a long time, and that's kind of difficult for some viewers too. So, yeah. あ、JST だと月曜日か。確かに。確かにな。ああ。そうですね。Even just getting two collabs is more than enough for me. Thank you, yeah. Podcast upload would be really good. Okay. Yeah, I tried. Just l to let you know, I tried. And the Noel ASMR collab is gonna happen next time. I already know when I'm flying to Japan next time. And I talked to Noida and she was like, I'm so sorry that, you know, because I already asked her a couple times, like before. And she's like, I'm so sorry that I keep on like having to turn you down because it always ends up that I'm busy when you ask me for it. And I'm like, no problem. No, it's okay. But maybe next time. And I told her when I'm coming again and she said, oh yeah, that looks pretty good. Like, schedule wise, I still have a lot of time, is what she said. So we can make it work next time. あの、ノエル先輩との ASMR コラボ何度もお願いしたんですけど、残念ながらいつも 時間合わなくて、ごめんなさいって言われたんですけど、次来るときまた近いので、その時に予定開けてもらいます。ということです。助かる。嬉しい。The stuff you do while you're in Japan is really fun for us, though. Oh, you all will understand. You might not even understand how I was able to squeeze all these things into this 1 week in hindsight. Once I tell you what I did after, you know, the silence is broken. After I tell you that, you guys will be like, what the? How did she do it? How did she do it? How? コンサート緊張してるに決まってるやろ。今週マジで忙しい。この短い期間、いろいろやらなきゃいけない。Already a very busy week for everyone with the concert on Sunday and conventions happening all around the world. Oh yeah, AX. Oh yeah, are you guys going to AX? Sounds like fun. I don't know. I think the only conventions that I've been to in that scale were like Comic Market. I wonder if Tokyo Game Show is the same scale as AX. Comic Market is probably bigger. but very different in like how it works. I wonder if it's comparable. Can you guys look it up for me? I'm curious. Because I just, with Comic Market, I'm always like, just the amount, the sheer amount of humans and it, lack of space, even though they use a huge venue. It's just the travel to Comic Con and the train is always the worst in the subway, etc. Oof. Oof. Getting into Comic Con is the worst. Once you're inside, it's not even that bad anymore. But getting in and then getting out, going home with the train, because there's like two train lines, I think, everybody uses to get there and go back. And so they're like absolutely packed the whole day. Anyway, oh yeah, I got the AC to work. It's really fucking cold in my room now. So much better. I don't think you can surprise us with your planning, hardworking, squeezing room. Really? Just wanted to say this space is more or less content being delivered from you to us. Thanks for that. Of course. I was in a talking mood anyway and bored. Today, honestly, I should have planned something for today too, but it's smart that I didn't because I was fucked. Sleep schedule fucked. I think I'll still do some dance practice after the space, and I gotta get dinner. Wait, where should I get dinner? Gonna look. And now it's already 9:30 p.m. Wait, I am absolutely forgetting. Nandake? Ramen-yasan. What's the ramen place again? I forgot. I forgot. TJ's smaller? Really? Damn. Yeah, then I was gonna say, like, I don't think I would feel comfortable in AX. Just two. Comic Con gets around 500K. AX is about 150K. Oh. Wait, in total, like, throughout all the days or per day? Yeah, Dokomi happening. Oh, Smash is also this weekend in Australia. Damn. But you're going to AX. Yeah. ロスアンジェルスで、アメリカで一番人気のアニメイベントが開催されるし、ドイツでドコミだし、オーストラリアも大きなイベントが開催されてるし、そしてうちらのコンサート。やべえ。ああ、yeah, Kelly wants to give me something, right? See, I love Kelly and all, but I just felt like, I already did so many off collabs with her in the past. So I wasn't gonna ask her originally, because I always try to get off collabs with someone new. But I'll ask her if she has time on the 28th. Do you think she has time? Does she have a schedule up? I don't know if she has time. It's not comedy time. Worst case, I'll go somewhere. Ichiran, thanks. Let me check. But worst case, I go Maku or something like that. Oh. Naruhodo. No comment. AX seems like a really crowded place. Yeah. I don't know. It for people who went to AX, don't you feel like suffocated? Oh, Ollie and Elena will smash. Oh, good for them. Sorry, what? They will be at Smash? Well, thank God. Sorry, but Elena is my wife. I bet she'll try to make time for you. I bet she will. Let me ask right now. Calliope. Oh, Kawaii. Cowley. About the present. I don't know when we would meet, but. See how much Callie's kitty cat grew since last time. Oh my God, because she's a member stream on the 28th. Oh, I hope the members wouldn't be they wouldn't be mad, right? If she if she replaces it with a stream of me, or she can do both, who knows? Yeah, I want to see how big the kitties are, because it's been like 3 months. カリちゃんの子猫たち会いたい。3ヶ月ぶりだから、大きくなってるんだろうな。怖い。Did you guys see? I was like, what the fuck? When I just like an hour ago before the space, I saw the Kawaiopi refer design reference sheet. Are you fucking kidding me? Callie's thing is a hoodie. The cape has a hood, and those spikes, that thing is not like some cool shoulder pad thing, but it's a hood. I mean, that's so cool, sure, but way fucking late to show that off. I'm very angry on the behalf of all artists and all cosplayers out there. The amount of cosplayers who created a Cali cosplay, either themselves or like the factories that made it, because there are more or less mass produced Cali cosplays out there. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't. I'm so angry. Almost like it was added. Maybe, 'cause like for me, like my ribbon, I only had that added like when I got the opportunity, when Hookah Papa was like, "Oh, let's make a reference sheet." Yeah, I'm definitely taller than her. Yeah, if you compare. Like, you can even see where the ankle is. Obviously, her ankle is way more lifted because of the heels. So, don't give me that. Oh, you maybe there's some heels inside my sneaker. Shit talk, because it's bullshit. I'm taller officially. Come on, but yeah. World of Warcraft spike shoulders. So true. So true. Fan artists were in shambles. Yeah, I feel for them. I feel for the fan artists and the cosplayers. マジで今日さ、カリちゃんの、デザインの、あれ、三面相が出たんですけど、これって、3年間活動して出すもんですか？あれ、 フードだったんですか？ふざけないで。もうコスプレイヤーとイラストレーターさん、今までみんな間違ってたやん。Oh my god. Unbelievable. I've tried defending your hide after the cafe thing. Thank you. Oh my god, I have to talk with Carly, but I need her to explain why so late. Girl, we were fighting for the truth and it finally came out who it's all. Thank you. I feel like it was always the information was right there. You just had to use your brain, but people were still defending it. Because Carly likes being tall and I have out-talled her. But don't worry, Iris, I think, is taller than any of us, which is so weird and so surprising to everybody, I think, because I think if you just look at her, like Life to D and all that, she never really seemed that crazy tall, right? Like, not a giant level, Koko Senpai levels of tall, right? And then you see her in 3D lined up with other people, and she's so fucking tall? Huh? And I'm like, what? What? I never imagined her to be tall like that. That's crazy. Isn't Crony even tall? I don't know. I feel like Iris is even tallest now because she looks so tall when lined up to others. She's no, even with the heels, it doesn't matter. Like, Crony wears heels, Callie wears heels, they all wear heels. But Iris is like, s whoa, whoa. Eh? Why are you guys surprised now? Have you not seen? She's huge. Yeah, and then Ina is absolutely tiny, which I was looking forward to that reveal eventually when she would wear something that's not her default casual default 3D outfit. Because she's so tiny in other outfits where she's not wearing those crazy heels. Iris only wants any. Why does she look so huge then in 3D? What? We have to investigate. We have to investigate. Yeah. Coiny just legs doesn't mean she's tall. Exactly. Wouldn't rely on the left of you for some reason. Ina is smaller than Bae. Yeah, without the shoes, yeah. But I think that's so cute. That's such a mo gap moe. N not really a gap moe, but a, like an unexpected moe. Ina ちゃんって自分のデフォルト 3D はさ、めっちゃヒルのせいでめっちゃ身長高いけど、それつけてない衣装最近あるじゃん？え、ちっちゃいって思うじゃん。びっくりするじゃん。ギャップ萌え。Yeah, the platform shoes. I like it. It's so cute when she's suddenly so tiny. Like, I noticed already a while ago, but then recently when we saw the music video, some other girls were also like, "It? Ina is this tiny?" When not wearing the heels? The fuck? すごい。みんな so small, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, look, I'm okay. Somebody sent me the screenshot. She is the tallest, see? I'm telling you. The screenshot of our music video where we're all lined up, dancing on the stage. A clear shot from the front. She, especially because she's standing in the middle, I think that helps it too. But she's definitely the tallest now. No. Oh my God, she's. It's okay. It looks like from smallest to tallest, Gura, Ina, then. No, Gura, Ina, Ame, maybe? Then maybe Mume and then Bales, ironically. Although maybe there's a little bit of a, the girls at the, I don't know if this is a, it's not a fish lens, I think. So it shouldn't affect it. Okay, so gura ina ame or gura ame ina, not sure. Mume bales ki wawa. If you ignore Bales' ears, somehow she looks even taller than me, actually. But it's like I'm at the very left corner on that screenshot, so it's hard to tell. I look tiny in this screenshot, but yeah, Chihuahua, Crony, and then to me it looks like Fauna is taller than Crony. And then Fauna and Callie kind of look the same to me in height. And then Iris. I just liked the screenshot, so you can go to my likes and see what I'm talking about. This is so crazy. Because in this case, you can really compare because we're all wearing the same shoes. And can I just say, maybe I'm getting OCD, but putting Gura and Iris next to each other in the center, the biggest height difference really makes me anxious. Oh! More screenshots, more screenshots. Oh my God, oh my God, you guys were commenting so much while I was like, even being that small, Ina is apparently the tallest member of Umisi. Yeah, they just have a collection of tiny members in Umisi. All of the artists, yeah, the slightly different proportions, that is true. But I can see, for example, like Ina and Crony have a tiny face, while Gura and Ame have a huge face. I'm sorry, it is what it is. And then the rest has, Iris also has a tiny face compared to the rest of her body, and the others have like a really more balanced proportion in terms of head to body ratios. So that's another reason why Iris looks really tall, I think, and Crony too. Because of their tiny face. Yeah. It's so interesting. It's so interesting. Should I upload this as a YouTube podcast too? Because I'm like really chit chatting a lot now. Okay, somebody sent me, Sally-chan sent me, but this is bullshit. You can't like really, nah, because they're all wearing different foot, what's the word? Foot gear. I don't know. Shoes. Crony should be the tallest. But when wearing the same shoe, this is inaccurate. Or the 3D models are inaccurate. I don't know. Because if you look at the screenshot from us on the stage, measuring by screenshot is kind of measurable unless you put straight line. There is a straight line. You can see the straight line of the stage. Oh, there's another one. Oh, somebody sent one that's maybe a bit better for comparing. Okay, I liked it too, so you can look at it too. I think Gura smallest, obviously. Then Ame, then I would say Ina. Although it's a bit confusing because Ina's ears. Maybe without the ears, actually, Ina might be second smallest. Oh my God. Can you fucking believe it? Let's say Ina. Eh? I need to draw a line here. Ina might be second smallest. Ina, Ame, Bae, Mume. Ooh. Ooh. Council, like, Fauna is tall, Crony is tall. They're also tall. They look so tall together. Eh? After Mume. Eh? After Mume, I feel like there's a big, relatively big gap in sizes. Maybe. Maybe it might. Might be me after that. What the fuck? In this screenshot, I look smaller than Callie. This screenshot is disqualified. This screenshot is disqualified. Yeah, oh my god, the final pose. Ina looks so cute. Oh, cute. Wow. Yeah, this is quite the discussion, debate. I don't know. Yes, upload to YouTube. Okay. Maybe I'll edit out some like boring parts. Don't know. I feel like the first half was me just blah 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 blah. Because height in metric won't change because of it. Yeah, true. 165 with smaller head is. Yeah, I know. True, true. So, ここリプでいいよ。If you all were barefoot, you and Fauna would be the two tallest. How do you know that? Really? Eh? You return to US tomorrow. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed Japan. Looks like Callie, Iris, Corona are all relatively the same height. I'm telling you, Iris is huge. Council Rift Towers over Mif. Yeah, only if you ignore Bales and Mumei, they're pretty small. But like, Crony, Fauna, Iris. And ideally, if we would have ever seen Sana 3D, that would have been nice. And then Sana 2. Damn, it's a huge generation. Yeah, we need to line up everyone, but like with the idol outfit, because that way we're all wearing the same thing. Your feet are wide apart. That's what I was thinking in that screenshot. Because my feet are wider apart, I'm automatically like a little bit smaller. Right? Thank you for making that point. I wasn't gonna say it because I didn't wanna be too, You're not standing straight in any. Right? Thank you. 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 Welcome to the space. Don't worry, it's recorded. Don't worry. What the fuck? Awoo11? I wish I could time you out for saying that. What's wrong with you? You tsundere shit. Why are you here if it's boring, eh? I'm assuming that was sarcasm, right? You wouldn't be here if it was so boring to you. Too bad I can't time you out on Twitter. No, our recorded height, you mean the official height? I think it's always with shoes. Which is actually kind of stupid. They should make our official height settings always be the one without shoes. Third of July? Huh? She said it's on 3rd of July. Yeah, I mean for some places, yeah. It's very for me too. It's very like what the Confusing. The feet don't align 100% in that screenshot. Really? It looks like it mostly aligns, pretty much. Yeah. But Iris is the tallest. Let me catch up on comments. Oh. I don't think they did that. I don't think they scaled up some models to match the head size of others. I think somebody of us even asked, like, when we saw the MV, like, oh, did somebody get like scaled up? And they're like, no, this is how it is. This is just accurate. Because if they attempted that, then it didn't work out anyway. Because the head sizes are still very, very different. うちのヒール？え？アイドル一緒で？それか、え？アイドル一緒のヒールみんな同じじゃん。おそらく。I watched, I think I watched all of the Council Hologram. I think I did, yeah. I think my favorite maybe was Cronies, maybe. Even though I feel like they should have had more characters appear. Because sometimes in the hologram, there's like, even for the debut episodes, there's like 10 characters, 10 people appearing. And then sometimes there's only two or one. For Cronies, it was like only one, right? Protocol. That's a little bit lonely. Oh yeah, that screenshot with Callie and Iris next to each other. Damn. Damn. I think it's also because her legs are even slimmer and the face is smaller. So next to Callie, she just looked so different. Polka counts as 10 people. Moonmaze was funny, but it was like a little bit like, well, I've noticed with all of these that they write the scripts probably based on only and only the debut stream. That seems to be like the only information they pick up and use. If Lena was there, she would look like a giant. Yeah, she also, I've noticed that too. She has a huge model. My favorite German snack, you mean chocolate or so? Like sweets, I would say. I really love Rittersport. And, but Rittersport Knusperkeks, the cookie one, is the best. The biscuit cookie thingy is the best. But the others are good too. And, pickup. Wait, pickup even? Pickup's probably not only. Wait, Leibniz. The little Leibniz cookies, the tiny ones in the bag with the chocolate coating on only one side. I really like those. I love to snack on those. Yeah, Marcus, I agree. It's not, even though we all wear the same shoes, in some way it's not the best outfit to compare us with, I think. I think our bodies are kind of different there. Future crony. There were two cronies. True. But still, I feel like they could have added maybe one more member. Oh, Watson! Thank you. Cronus outro. Yeah, it was pretty. Some outros are really, really nice. More chaotic than Bales. Yeah, true. Very. Here's one thing she mentioned in Debbie with the printer. Exactly. Exactly. Moonmaze. Holograms. Here is one thing she mentioned in the debut. And we make a whole episode about it. It was funny though. But Mumei, I don't think she really cares that much. Don't think she cares that much. What's that supposed? I did bring souvenirs again, and I personally don't like the Mozart balls that much, but I brought one box of like Mozart balls. I'm going with like big boxes and then just gonna like open them up in front of a group of people instead of giving it to single people, because there will be some occasions where I'll be, I think, with a bigger group of people, and I want to give some to staff as well. So I got a box of Mozart balls, but not even the most famous brand. I don't even know if this one's good because there's plenty of brands. And I got just a simple Milka box. Milka, I think, is always a safe choice because Milka chocolate is simple but just so delicious. And the mana wafers that I brought last time and gave to everybody. People really liked those, I think. So, three boxes of souvenir sweets. Ah, Piccola Milky Chocolates. Yeah, right, she's doing a second collab with them. Yeah, maybe I'll find something. My shoes changed during the. Yeah, right? My shoes changed a little bit during my model update. But for the better. They're just like better modeled. Let me check my Discord DMs. Oh, she replied. Oh no. どうしよあの、I don't know if that with Callie will work out. I'm not sure. A typo. It was a typo? The printer thing was a typo? Nani? What was she supposed to write? Polka, polka, yeah, polka is in many holograms. From Austria. I brought them from Austria, of course. Lapras? Lapras? I'm meeting Lapras one-on-one, so I'm not sure if I'm giving her anything, because the boxes I have, they're all pretty big to like, you know, open in a setting with lots of people, like at least five. Trazom balls. No, they're not in pairs. No. Yeah, it's like sashi ire. In Japanese, you say sashi ire when you go somewhere like to work or I don't know, wherever there's like people, and you bring like even if you're from the same country and all that, it's nothing to do with souvenirs like from traveling or so. No. This is like just typical thing. People bring sashi there when they just, I don't know, they bring like some foods, can be anything really. Yummy food, and share with everybody who is there. Almost 20K, yatta. Yeah, I think it's doing pretty well. I mean, it's been a while, so I don't really know what's doing well anymore, but I think it's doing well. I'm happy. Did you guys like the mixing? Because I went with a different mixer this time, aka Johnny, who also worked on Do You, but not, he didn't do the mixing on Do You. He's a very talented person who can do anything. But he did the mixing because, like, just because of like we were recently, you know, in contact for creating some stuff for my album. And so we were also talking about other things like maybe doing K-pop song covers because he's really into K-pop too. And by the way, he has a husband, okay, so please don't panic. But yeah, we were discussing things and he's like really nice and wanted to help me out with song covers, so he gave me a good rate. And yeah, we tried out a different mixer this time and I think it was nice. He was really fast too. He said, oh, I can do this in one day. He did it in one day. And I didn't even have to record harmonies. He just like used my voice and like changed the key to, you know, make it faster, the whole process. Didn't have to do anything. Mixing was excellent. Nice. Okay, I'm glad you guys like it. Yeah, I thought some parts were maybe sounded maybe a little bit too robotic or auto-tuned. I thought so too, but maybe, you know, maybe he did it on purpose to give it a little bit more of a Vocaloid sound sometimes. Didn't get drowned out by the instrumentals. Yeah, I think I actually, yeah, I didn't like feel anything weird about it. Patooties. Cutie patooties. They're so sweet. They're so supportive. They're a great team. And they've been doing great work for me. They're even helping out with songs they weren't supposed to be working on, but I asked for help on some stuff, like melodies and so on. And they're helping out so nicely. It's so sweet. I'm really happy to work with them. I want to continue working with them in the future. Oh, my key range suited it a lot. Thank you. I think so too. It was really comfortable to sing the song Kyofu all back. The windy song. I like to call it the windy song. Yeah. could bounce between your voice and make it have a similar feel to the OG. Thank you. I'm glad you guys. Eh, I was gone? Wait, what? What the fuck? What part did you not hear? I was reading comments only, anyway. Great music production team. Yay! Yeah, I'm happy to have met these super cute, supportive people who are so talented, and they're so happy to work with me. I'm so happy that they like to work with me. 'Cause I think who was it? Moni told me. That she, I think she was already interested in VTuber, so she was really happy about the job. And then, some other producer who worked on one of the songs didn't know about VTubers at all, but once being told about everything, that producer was like really impressed as well, and like, oh yeah, that's so cool. Normally, that producer would only do like stuff for actual K-pop artists, apparently. And so working with VTubers is like very different. But it's not like that producer really had to work with me much. I haven't been in contact at all. Actually, it's all going through Moni and Johnny. Because for this one song that I'm talking about, I was sent. It's actually an interesting story that maybe I should t talk about when the album releases, but let me tell it now, I guess. Like, ages ago, like in winter, Moni and I were talking about, me wanting to create more and more K-pop like songs, and she told me that they have this group that where they work together on making lots and lots of demo tapes, and they're sending it off to K-pop companies. And then she sent me some examples of what more they can do. That's maybe also a little bit different from Sparkz and DouYu. She just wanted to show me the variety, so she gave me some demo tapes, and oh my god, they were amazing. And that wasn't even supposed to be like, hey, this is for you. No, it was just an example. But there was this one demo tape that I fell in love with immediately. I was like, holy shit, this is such a bop. And I wish I could get a song like this, exactly like this. And then she's like, well, actually, this song, like, we sent it to some company or so before, but they first wanted it, then they didn't want it, then they wanted it, and they didn't want it. So right now it's like free to be adopted. And I'm like, can I please adopt it? And so finally it's my song now, and you will hear it eventually, but it's a really, really good song. It may not have been directly written for me, but I just really love it. I vibe with it immediately. Oh, sure. Now, let me check my DMs again. Oh, okay, nothing new. Yeah, it was up for grabs. I'm so lucky. And I mean, that's apparently like how it works a lot of the time. They send out these. They don't write it specifically for a certain group or artist. They just write a lot of songs. They write a shit ton of demo tapes, record them, and then send them off. And then some of them get adopted. Some of them get. I mean, this is just how the not only K-pop but the music industry works in a lot of situations. A lot of songs are not necessarily created for the artist originally, but maybe after adopting the song, tailored to that person, like adjusted and so on. Yeah. But yeah, so this one is like that, but then another song that I or actually all the other songs are made for me, tailored for me, basically created for me. Just this one song is not originally created for me, but is definitely one of my favorites in the album. One of my top two. I'm so biased. I shouldn't choose favorites. I don't want to choose favorites because it's like, you know, like my children. I should be supportive of every song in my album. So I shouldn't. But yeah, I felt immediately, not necessarily a connection like, oh, this is me, this is my song, but more like, I want this to be me. I want this to be my song, even though it's very different. But this is what I aspire to do and be. So I will make it my song, you know? And I already have like the finished version with like mixed vocals and everything. So it turned out so nice. I can't wait to show you. Oh, Mera was a demo she adopted. Oh. Yeah, it does happen a lot. ちょっとアルバムの話してた。アルバム作ってるから今。いろんなジャンルの曲入れてるけど、K-POP っぽい曲が今一番気に入ってて。Every song is like a child of yours. Yeah, I secretly have a favorite. I do. Yeah. Quietly forgotten. Eh? Hinotori is not being forgotten. Hinotori will always be my first child. Whole album will be ready before you get to it. Yeah, probably. We're pretty close to that. Pretty close to that, yeah. 順調に進んでる。I know that fucking spam scammer, whatever, that puts their music into my name, has been around since the very beginning. Please just don't listen to the song. And I've asked several times our music department if they can do something about it, and I've never heard anything back. I don't think they can do anything about it, which is so ridiculous that somebody can use your name and like be put automatically into like when you look for the artist on Spotify or YouTube or whatever, wherever it gets listed as my song. What the actual fuck? And I can't undo it. That's just what? 完成が近いですね。そう。完成されてる曲もすでにあるし。私も K-POP っぽいのもっと歌いたい。K-POP、でも K-POP っぽいって言ってもね、結局 K-POP も、まあ、こうアメリカとかの歌の、なんだろうな、目指してるんじゃないかな？そういうイメージ。だから、K-POP っぽいって言っても、結局、洋楽ですね。本当は。I don't master KR? 何？Yeah, the Hinotori remixes are so dope. If you guys haven't listened to them, you gotta listen to them. Hinotori free remixes for free on YouTube to listen to. Meet and greet lottery? I don't think so, no. Not planned. Oh, wait, no, I don't know. Oh, I think I asked though if it's possible. I don't know. We'll see. Still a lot of time. Oh, you've seen it with other composers too? Damn. Damn. Why does this happen? Why can you not do anything about it? Fucking leeches, yeah. But like, I don't even understand. Like, who is that anyway? Are they really trying to leech, or is it just like one of these like bot things where they just like to troll the world? I don't know. Haven't eaten anything delicious yet. No. I've only had lunch. I'm gonna, I guess, get ready to get dinner. And the lunch was pretty normal. Just normal family restaurant kind of food. But you know, family restaurant in Japan is really good. I really love family restaurants here. But besides that, unfortunately, I haven't eaten anything yet. Limited edition merch for my birthday. Yes, actually, this time there will be signed something. I'm signing something. I don't know what I'm signing, but I'm signing something. And this time, they seem to have learned recently. They have learned from the issues with that. Because for Gura, I mean, she was very late. You know, normally it's like in before planning the stream, or like at when planning our birthday streams, they ask us when do we want to announce it, and it's always gonna be at the full hour, any full hour. So ideally, you say, okay, I want to announce it at 3 p.m. or you want it to be on the website at 3 p.m. So you would announce it 3 minutes before or so, ideally, right? So I always see like I want to say just like in defense for our management or staff or whatever, because like often they tweet something automated because it's going up on the website, because it's scheduled to go up on the website, and they can't change it anymore, you know? And then people are like, oh my God, you spoiled it! You spoiled it! You ruined it! Why do you do this again? Oh, you can never get it right! I've been seeing that, you know? But it's not their fault, really. Like, the members will always know. Usually it's like, you know, they know when to announce it, they know when it's gonna go up. It's scheduled. We know when it happens. Maybe there are some cases where they spoiler something by accident, like something was misscheduled or so, but usually it's all planned out. So please don't always blame our company. They're not always at fault. Okay, just in their defense. But yeah, what I was gonna say, I think Genma told me that for the future, they're gonna try to, you know, have this not happen and ask the talents to announce it 15 minutes before, I think. And then, so 15 minutes before the full hour. And then on the full hour, still as always, the merch will drop. I'm getting hungry. Very, 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 very hungry. Gosh, it's so weird. I was gonna ask, is anybody streaming right now? But wait, I'm not in Austrian time zone. I guess Japanese members are streaming, right? The fuck? But yeah. There's always sometimes it's they actually make mistakes, but they make mistakes. When they make mistakes, it's just a mistake. People make mistakes, but sometimes they don't make the mistake, and people still like get really angry at them, and I don't think that's right. Eat yes. I've always tried to buy the unlimited edition, but every single time I do, I always have to get the second one without the signature. Well, I hope everybody who wants to get my limited sign stuff will be able to get it. You're still a bucket. Feel free to grab a piece out of it. Cute. Cute. You're so cute. Ian would never stream morning NA. They probably. Right now it's morning? Yeah, right? Because right now is like 3 p.m. Oh, hey, it's my usual streaming starting time if I do JRPGs or something. Yeah, 3 p.m. in Austria. So, really fucking early for America. Good morning, guys. Sorry, you have to deal with these times for a while with me. Remember last time you wanted the corn soup from Mos Burger? Wait, what? Why did I wa specifically want wanted the corn soup? What was special about the corn soup from Mos Burger? I have to look it up. Mos Burger corn soup. Why? I had corn soup today, actually. It? Wait, it just looks like a normal corn soup. Oh, I found the tweet. Oh my God, I literally just Googled Mos Burger corn soup. I scroll down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth entry. Try it. Is it the same for you guys? Is my tweet. Mos Burger got corn soup. I think I know what my dinner will be today. Mos Burger and corn soup. Wait, why was I so, there's corn soup everywhere in Japan. I don't even understand why I was so like excited about that. What? What? I had corn soup in the family restaurant today. So yummy. They're bad no matter what. No. What if I do a morning or not morning, but like 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Twitter space tomorrow or so. Then you guys would what would it be prime time? No, wait. No, it wouldn't be. No, maybe it would. This is perfect Twitter space for Eastern US. Roll out of bed and have breakfast. Ah. Oh. Breakfast space. Looking forward to your Nendoroid. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think they showed a painted version yet, but it's about time. Let's go. Come on. Is it also there for you when you Google it? Damn. Wait, damn. My Mos Burger tweet is on the first page of Google. Power outage? 14 hours power outage. What the fuck? Last time was 3 days. Where the fuck? Where are you? But at least you can use your phone. Hallelujah. But what if you run out of when you can't charge it? What are you gonna do when you run out of battery? How did you not run out of batteries yet in 14 hours? Third page for you. Oh, it was first page for me. What? 7 p.m., 5 p.m. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty decent, right? I will archive all my spaces, don't worry. Yeah. God, I'm so hungry. I think I gotta go. I'm so hungry. 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 Oh, I'm so hungry. Okay, guys, I gotta go. Michigan. Oh, you're charging it in the car. What the fuck? Michigan? What the fuck? It's captions? There's captions for what I'm saying? Wow. Damn, okay, Twitter, that's one cool thing you're doing. Duck? Ducks? You use a duck go search engine? Yeah, okay. あの、今からちょっと、まあ、ご飯、ね、お腹空いたんで、ご飯食べます。明日多分、夜にもスペースします。多分、一人じゃない、明日も。Yeah, so guys, probably mostly be doing spaces over the coming days, so stay tuned. I'll see you on YouTube on Friday, and until then, I'll be uploading some small things, and please continue to listen to my song cover that I just uploaded. Please give it lots of love, and when you watch the video, interact with the video. Don't tap out. Scroll through the comments, read the comments, reply to the comments, give the comments some likes or whatever while you're like listening to the music, and then listen to a different song fully. You always have to listen to the song fully, otherwise it doesn't count probably, usually. So listen to other song fully, then go back to my song and listen to it fully again, okay? But apparently somebody told me that because of all the K-pop like number thing, they changed the playlist thing. Apparently somebody said playlist views don't count anymore. I don't know if it's true, but just in case, maybe don't use playlists, just keep a tab open. Yeah, I'm giving you assignment. Yeah, because you got much time now that I'm not streaming 8 hours every day, okay? じゃ、とりあえず、スペースはやるけど、配信は次、金曜日で、おそらく、その前はあるかどうかわかんないけど、とりあえず、歌ってみたは毎日聞いてください。何度か。お願いします。ちょっとだった瞬間。I was thinking of new lyrics for that song today. 日本の夏はクソ暑い。外出る瞬間汗かく。ムシムシすぎて辛いよ。Good lyrics. Singing about the fucking heat in Japan. I want to make a song about the heat in Japan. And the humidity. It's doing well enough naturally. It really is. I was honestly surprised. So thank you guys for listening to it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yay. Yeah, I think you can share it with friends and they'll be like, holy shit, this song, what is it about? It's so dorky, but so funny and so like, what a bop. I think if you send it to random people, they'll actually enjoy it. yeah. 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 Peace, spacer. Homeworm. Let's go homeworm. その替え歌見た？嘘、嘘、誰かその4人歌ってる？ I would like to actually hear an English version. Actually, when I was thinking of doing the song cover, I was thinking, actually, maybe I should do it in English. But then I would need to, like, first come up with the translation and then get permission for it first from the actual producer. And that back and forth, I thought, would already take up some time. And I wanted to release it really quickly. And then the thing is, like, they put up, like, a template for the video that people can use, you know, the yellow background of the lyrics. I think it was used for mine as well, probably. So if I do English lyrics, then I can't use that either, and I'd have to, like, more of the video would be self-made, and have to be redone, because the video was already done by my beloved fans, by my chickens, which is why I decided to cover it in the first place. Now, if I decided to make it in English, then have to redo the whole video. So overall, I thought it would take too much time, so I gave up on it. But I thought it actually would sound really good in English. I think it would fit quite well. I had some lyrics in my head even. But it's okay. It's okay. It's cute in Japanese too. So, so, so. I think your voice goes very well with the song. I think so too. Thank you. I agree. Yeah, didn't want that extra nonsense. I was just really happy for once to have something where I don't have to put so much work or effort or like planning into it because it's already done. Big, big taskaru. Wait, what the fuck? Didn't my aircon turn itself off? Why is it timed? ねえ、エアコンなんで自分で自分を切っちゃう? I don't get this air condition. Turn yourself on, you little bitch. Okay. It's getting too hot and too humid again in this room. Okay. I'll go now. マジ暑いね。日本は、そう。そんなに暑くないと思ったら、暑かった、やっぱり。騙されたわ。Yeah, there's many, many competition. But, very doing well. Thank you, guys, for supporting my song cover. My second? No, it's my third. At least my third animated MV. We had Aikotoba. No, even my fourth. We had Goodbye Sengen, Aikotoba, Iya Iya Iya. If you mean like drawn animated. And then this one. And then the Ametori song was animated but 3D. The Cali one was actually too animated. No, not really animated. I guess no, not in the sense of like what we see here. Okay, I'm gonna go. 10 minutes ago. I know. Okay, well, I'll go now. Thank you for listening. Damn, that was a long space, right? 2.5 hours, I think. Or 2 hours. Basically a full stream. You're welcome, guys. I think it makes up for not being able to stream, right? Fuck, I'm so hungry. Fuck. Yeah. I have to decide what to eat now. 何を食べようかな? Bye bye, Otsu! Bye bye! Bye bye! お疲れ様でした! ご飯食べます! 何食べよう? 聞いてくれてありがとう! Thank you, guys! And in German we say, Auf Wiedersehen! Or actually... Wiedersehen means see you again. There's also hear you again, auf Wiederhören, that you normally say on the phone. You write it with the O with the two dots, so I think you guys not gonna be able to do it. Unless you're like German or so. But in this case, because it's a space and you only hear me, you don't see me, we could say auf Wiederhören. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Auf Wiederhören, auf Wiederhören. Oh my god, so German. Auf Wiederhören. Oh, oh, you got it. I see German people writing it correctly. Nice, nice, nice. Bye bye. Bye bye.